Let's get dressed up. Carnival and other European stories. Welcome to Euroreporters podcast. Today we'll talk about the historical encyclopedia Europe, edited in French by Christophe Charles and Daniel Roche in 2018. In this encyclopedia, you will find 1001 articles on numerous topics, such as dragons, forest, nomadic life, the Holy Grail, feminism, India, Faust, Dracula, and even the devil. Whatever you're eager to discover, you will satisfy your curiosity thanks to marvelous articles. And for instance, Eva Sgigliorelle's article on parties and carnival catched, of course, my attention. And she deserves to be quoted. Party covers, in fact, a larger number of practices, which result from complex interactions between popular and literate cultures, religious and profane spheres, active participation and passive observation. While being a shifting and evolving reality, party shows numerous continuities and similarities. Its common ground is a break with daily rhythm and order, a collective joy where the youth plays a main part, a ritual codification linked to sacred forms, and a tendency of excess turmoil and noise. Where are our masks and feathers? Without any spoil about the histories of parties and carnivals in Europe related to religious and state powers, I would like to share with you Eva Sgigliorelle's visions of carnival. I quote, "Carnival represents the peak and the quintessence of people's party, taking place everywhere in Europe and replicated through colonial expansion. It involves every social group and comes from a long historical heritage, with pre-Christian roots in Greece and in Roman Saturnalia. Christianized and moved in the calendar cycle to the eve of the Lent, the word carnival means etymologically rejection of meat. And carnival knew a successful time in the late Middle Ages and still goes on nowadays. As you listen this word, you may realize that this is an easy reading encyclopedia. And besides, it makes us feel smarter on topics one fancies and makes one to deeper dig in. And you, what's your favorite party in Europe?"